You were blown away last time. You better brace yourself. Bollywood romance thriller. There's no greater combo.
Or a vigorous dance routine.
Now, can you imagine a yin without a yang? Spike Lee wine. Or a Milo without an Otis?
No.
Or crackers without a cheese? No.
He shoots, he scores.
Did this.
Badass song.
Yes, the ranting of a madman. Toby Morris, director extraordinaire, joins me in the studio for this week's edition of He Shoots, He Scores. How are you, Toby?
Morning, Mitch. Very well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. This is the segment where we explore the world of music in film. You bring in a piece of music from a film and tell us all about it. What are we going to learn about this morning, Mr. Morris?
Look, this morning, Mitch, it's a very rainy day.
It has been for a couple of days.
Look, it's not actually, but it was when I wrote this. So we'll just go with that.
Remember the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Imagine it's raining
heavily. Okay.
If it keeps raining like this, Mitch, we ain't going to need cars no more.
Nah.
We'll need submarines.
Whoa.
Which is coincidentally the title of this week's film.
Hey, synergy, it's nice.
Submarine. The 2010 British film directed by Richard Ayoade.
Ayoade, yep. From British. The IT crowd, right?
Yeah. So if you've seen the IT crowd, he plays Morris Moss, the goofy guy with crazy hair.
Yep.
I've not seen the IT crowd, but I'm sure it's good. But I have seen Submarine.
Yes.
And Mitch, this has got to be one of my favorite films, I think.
Really? You've seen a lot of films.
I say that every week, don't I?
You do. You've had a few favorites so far.
I get excited.
That's okay. Yeah.
It tells the story of Oliver Tate, who's played by a guy called Craig Roberts. Mm-hmm. And he's an awkward Welsh kid. He's dressed all in a black trench coat, and he falls hard for Jordana.
Jordana.
The rebellious girl at school who wears a red trench coat.
Ooh, so rebellious.
Exactly. And that is the story. It's pretty simple. Even you can keep up with that one, Mitch.
I can handle that.
And this film's told from Oliver's point of view. It's full of these great little surreal moments. It's got an amazing opening scene where he imagines the huge impact on the local community if he were to pass away.
Oh.
But it's very funny.
Okay, yeah, okay, gotcha.
So it's a little bit sort of like a Spike Jonze or Michelle Gondry film, you know, like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind or something like that.
Great film.
But it still feels very Welsh.
It's
made in Wales. But what do all great films need, Mitch?
Music.
They need music. They need a great soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And lucky for us, Submarine is no exception.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great film with a great soundtrack. Have you heard of the Arctic Monkeys?
I have.
Do you know, what's the name of their lead singer?
Alex Turner, I believe it is.
That's weird.
Why?
That's the exact same name as the guy who did the soundtrack for Submarine.
Whoa. What are the chances?
Pretty good, because it's the same guy.
Oy!
Yeah.
Nice one. Good investigation skills.
Thank you. Now, Turner wrote a bunch of songs, especially for this film, and they're a lot less rock and roll than the Arctic Monkeys stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little warning there.
Disclaimer.
Now, even rock stars have a sensitive side, Mitch. And maybe that means that you do too.
Maybe somewhere.
Deep down. So little Oliver Tate, he's smitten with Jordana, and his father's given him a cassette tape. His awkward father's trying to relate. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And this tape takes Oliver through the various stages of a relationship. There's side A, the celebratory side, and side B, the heartbreak side.
Oh, no.
Now, we're going to listen. It's early morning, so we need a bit of the celebratory side.
Thank you.
Now, this features songs that go through the various steps of the celebratory nature of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got infatuation, indecision, embarrassment, seduction, elation, and relief. And we're going to listen to Seduction.
Seduction, yes. All right. It's saucy.
Now, this tune takes place about halfway through the film.
Mm-hmm.
We got a montage of Oliver when he's got the girl, and the two are enjoying two passionate weeks of lovemaking. But she set out three rules for their relationship, Mitch.
Uh-huh.
Number one, no pet names.
Okay.
Number two, no hand-holding.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, no emotions.
No emotions?
No emotions.
Okay.
And you can feel the fireworks in the air, Mitch. Very literally. Because this scene that this track takes place in has the couple riding a bike with fireworks on it, running through a fairground with fireworks, blowing up wooden pallets with fireworks, making a little paper boat with fireworks on it, watching fireworks, sitting in front of a fire, burning each other with matches, running around at night with flares, and of course just some beautiful little stolen glances. Young love. Now hopefully the weather clears up soon so we don't need those submarines, but for now the soundtrack of one of the best films of the last decade. It's Hiding Tonight by Alex Turner.
Thank you very much, Tate Morris, you big old saucy man, you.
Thank you.
See you next week.